Hi, my name's Julie Macken, and welcome to More Civil Societies. Earlier this week, Sean Kelly, a former advisor to both Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd, had an opinion piece in the SMH, and probably The Age. In it, he was asking whether Scott Morrison should meet with Donald Trump. He began by quoting the recently deceased and extremely brilliant speechwriter, Graham Frydenberg, from a speech he wrote for the then Labour leader, Arthur Calwell. When the drums beat and the trumpets sound, the voice of reason and right can be heard in the land only with difficulty. Calwell was arguing against Australia's involvement in the Vietnam War. Kelly said in that piece, Frydenberg's language was elegant and forceful, but was not, in his opinion, the reason the speech was admired later on. His words lasted because the possibility they raised that America would be humiliated came about. Labor had stood against the tide at a crucial moment in history and was, as Frydenberg had predicted, eventually vindicated. Kelly goes on to lay out the case for why Australia should be thinking really deeply about its relationship with Donald Trump and what it could mean for the Australian Prime Minister to be so clearly a fawning admirer of a man who is a racist, divisive, dishonest and incompetent. I really encourage people to read it because Kelly raises some really critical questions. But it's the last two paragraphs of the piece I want to talk about today. Kelly concludes by saying, in hindsight, Calwell was right, but at the time he risked ridicule in questioning what seemed reasonable. The truth is that many people sense right now that something strange is looming. But isn't something strange happening already? Aren't these changes worrying enough on their own, whatever happens next? Not every significant historical moment is as conspicuous as entering into a war. My guess is that most historical moments are as conspicuous as we allow them to be. That's Kelly. Look, I've spent a great deal of time thinking about how it is that we collectively allow and at times condone behaviour that would have once been considered absolutely reprehensible. Things like corruption in federal politics, in fact, if not in spirit. And look, on that point, it's really heartening to see the spotlight put on Angus Taylor and his business dealings. Likewise, it's good to see at least some attempt to get to the bottom of the multi-million dollar tenders going to companies like Paladin, care of Peter Dutton's department, and of course, Michael West continues to attempt to hold the corporate sector to account for the lack of tax they pay and the damage they do. But the exceptional work of some aside, it appears we are really losing our sense of outrage, our expectation and sense of entitlement when it comes to clean, sensible government. Or we feel pretty powerless to do anything about it. So we avert our gaze and get on with the business of making ends meet and caring for our own families, friends and communities. Look, all of those responses are completely understandable, but they're not working. Look at some of the basic indicators in Australia at the moment, like domestic violence, rising poverty, record-breaking species extinction, spiralling carbon emissions with no meaningful plan in sight to change that, and levels of trust in politics, the media, and most institutions at record lows. We have real problems with hopelessness and powerlessness. We have real problems with atomization and loneliness, and no political party is offering much by way of recognition of these problems, let alone their solutions. This is why Kelly's final words really struck home this week when he said, not every significant historical moment is as conspicuous as entering into a war. My guess is that most historical moments are as conspicuous as we allow them to be. We need to be aware that this political moment all of us inhabit is extraordinary and dangerous. We need to remember what matters to us collectively, because that is exactly what this moment is stealing. And to have any hope of preventing that, we need to be awake to it. We need to be saying to anyone who will listen, but particularly local members, It is not acceptable for poverty to be so extreme in such a rich country. It is not acceptable for a woman to be murdered every week. It is not okay for parliamentarians to leverage their time as ministers into multi-million dollar consultancies with the very companies they were dealing with as ministers. And it's not okay to put innocent people in detention, children in jail, and it's not acceptable for the Australian Prime Minister to be uncritically engaging with such a destructive, racist, incompetent like Trump. Because if we don't say it, who will? This is our historical moment. This is ours to fill with our voices. And believe me, if we don't fill it with ours, there won't be a vacuum.